I should comment before closing on the 50 years that was the second half of the last century. The 20th century was an amazing period for church life and the evangelism of the world. But in the last 50 years, the Lord had an agenda running that people woke up to after a while. And I'll define this and then we'll conclude this lecture. It went like this, that in the 1950s, the Holy Spirit put a huge emphasis on the role of the evangelist. And great evangelists rose who had very, very large ministries, many of them large tent ministries. Billy Graham, for example, began in 1949. People like T.L. Osborne, who had huge crowds in India, huge healing evangelistic crusades. But all over the world this was common. It was the era of the evangelist, the Holy Spirit putting a great emphasis on it. But then overnight, the Holy Spirit emphasis shifted to something else. And in the 1960s, great emphasis was put on the role of the pastor in the local church. And by and large, previously, the pastor had been thought of as a chaplain. But the 1960s put an emphasis on the pastor as the spiritual leader of the congregation and a vision holder and a person with authority to lead. And so great emphasis was put on the importance of that role. But then in the 70s, the Holy Spirit began to raise great teachers and the emphasis shifted. And all across the world for 10 years, a great emphasis on the role of the teacher. And great anointings for teaching were given out in those years. In fact, there were many teachers who rose and overnight became household names. Their names I remember to this day. It was a day, we loved those days. And we would rush to these great meetings and listen to this teaching. And that was the heyday of the charismatic movement with huge anointing on teachers in the faith. And one of those, for example, was Bob Mumford. And I remember Chuck Clayton, my spiritual father, saying, even just in recent years before he died, he would go anywhere to hear Bob Mumford. The grace that was on them for that purpose. But there are many others. Derek Prince is possibly the better remembered name of those great teachers that arose in that era. And these were a huge blessing to the whole church. Now this represented the Holy Spirit putting an emphasis on the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. And some people saw what was coming and began to realize that he would put an emphasis on the prophet and the apostle, even though the church did not have these. And sure enough, in the 1980s, prophets began to arise. People discovered the prophetic ministry all over. And these were amazing periods. And then the prophets ultimately began to prophesy that apostles were coming. Now, all this was new to the church. Evangelists, pastors, and teachers weren't new. That didn't take anybody too much by surprise. This other stuff did. And I know for myself that I was minding my own business in Rockhampton in 1989 when the Lord came to me and said, John, you're not a pastor, you're an apostle. But I didn't believe in apostles. We had always thought the apostles had long ceased. But it had that ring of truth. And I began to seek the Lord. Can we have apostles today? Are you restoring them? And if so, what are they like? And how is the church meant to change? And it was because I was asking the Lord these questions, he opened the scriptures to me. And out of this grew my first book. And so again, that was right at the beginning of the 1990s, and yet I didn't even know at that time that all these other movements had gone on. We hadn't connected the dots. But as it turns out, now looking back, there was a 50-year period in which the Lord took a decade and put a great emphasis on each of the fivefold ministries. And so, people will be inclined to say, but I don't say, but people are inclined to say that that was the period of the restoration of the fivefold ministry. I used to think that too. But I've come to realize that no, it was an emphasis on the fivefold ministry. It was raising it for our attention, but it did not become fully restored. It was a partial restoration. And the great restoration of the fivefold ministry is still ahead of us. And this is where we come in with the apostolic revelation proper, which I'm about to teach you. We are about to see the fuller restoration of apostles. People might think that apostles were restored in the 1990s because apostles did rise and books were produced and there was much talk about it. And there are in the world today networks of churches known as apostolic networks. But I have to say that a lot of this is still early and a lot of it is not largely apostolic yet. It's just the beginnings of change. What was restored to us in those periods was not the full-blown ministry of these things at all, but the notion of it, the concept, the ideas, the dream of it. With respect to apostles too, could I make note that whilst apostles began to be raised, apostolic authority has not yet been restored. That is still coming, still developing. There are reasons why we cannot yet have full apostolic authority, even though some great apostles are being raised. But this now we save for subsequent lectures. We've had some background, and I've shown you where we are positioned historically. We are in the beginnings of a new stage of Reformation. And we've seen the beginnings of the restoration of the fivefold ministry. In my next lecture, I will get some detail laid out with respect to what are the next steps. What can we now expect to see in the coming years, and where will this lead to ultimately over the next 100 years?